WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now... You are,
and it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can live, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Had I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
You can't feel the heat until you hold your hand over the flame. You have to cross the line just to remember where it lays. You won't know your worth now, son, until you take a hit. And you won't find the beat until you lose yourself in it. That's why we won't back.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button at the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer, slash co-host, Handy Mice Rockin'. I have to sneeze. I'm sorry.
We're here. We're live. It's a thing. It's The Rack. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTF to interact with us live here tonight. Whatever time of the day it is morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you may be, you're here, you're live, you're listening to The Rack live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tonight we have a big show because we're doing a Fortnite tier list to celebrate Fortnite mares and spooky stuff, because we can't do spooky stuff next week because even though it's on Halloween, we can't do the Halloween stuff on Halloween because we got a PLE to preview, so we're doing spooky stuff this week.
We're getting it in early.
We're fitting it in on the calendar where it fits in perfectly. So we're doing a Fortnite Scariest Outfits tier list later in the show.
Which will be fun. And we have a competitive football game, too.
We do.
It is the Vikings and the Chargers. It is 17-14
Rams.
In the third quarter.
It's the Rams.
The Rams, I'm sorry.
Wrong LA team. It's the Rams.
There are too many goddamn LA teams.
If it's LA, they probably want more. But anyway, let's get into news presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211.
All right, let's talk about it. Well, for WWE, NXT is headed to the ECW Arena on November 6th, so that's exciting.
ECW. Yeah, that's cool. The legendary 2300 Arena, aka the ECW Arena, for their first time broadcasting from there. They've held one live event there in the past under the WWE ECW brand, but it was a house show, not a TV event. It should be a cool environment. It's the one on November 6th, which is the day after the election here in the States. So it's going to be on Wednesday. And I've heard it's sold out already.
That's awesome for them. I love that for them.
So that was an easy sell out. If sold out, it's very close to being sold out. But yeah.
It'll be sold out by the time they get there.
Yeah. They did very, very well in tickets. And doing very, very well in tickets for other things. They're going to make a lot of money for WrestleMania.
That's what you want.
So, side tangent, really quick. Did you know there's dynamic pricing for Ticketmaster?
Where they raise and lower based on like demand and area and whatnot? Yep, I knew about that.
Yesterday, there was a ticket for WrestleMania for $950. Today, same seat, $1,900.
God, that should be illegal. I'm sorry. That should be illegal.
Yes.
It really should be. On top of all the fees, because I saw somebody that was like posting out that they had bought
$600 in fees.
Yeah, the $600 in fees. Like, that should be illegal. All of that. And that's, like, one of my main problems with, like, Ticketmaster in particular and all those others that do it is, like, just the prices that they charge. It's like, no, because y'all didn't do that shit back in the day. Price was what it was, and you paid what it was.
Yep. And now everything's expensive. That's why you can't do anything, or you have to sell your house to do it. Or you just don't go. Right. Or, you know, your family's wealthy and has oil people that can just spawn money for you. Anyway.
That was oddly specific.
Well, people, like, it gets a meme on Twitch for people who get a lot of subs. Okay. Like, you know, oil dwellers and stuff that, you know, will have it. Anyway, what else is in the news?
Oh, right. We're going to talk about it. A awesome moment happened this week. The Motor City Machine Guns officially joined WWE. That was a cool moment.
Yeah, that was a long time coming for the Motor City Machine Guns, a.k.a. Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley. They were TNA originals. They brought up the fact that they were TNA originals. They brought up their history in TNA, which is just a wild thing in general, because a couple of years ago you wouldn't have heard that, but they were talking up their relationship with being in TNA, and now they're on the main stage in WWE. At one point they were going to be there like 12 years ago, and now they're there, and they're WWE superstars, Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin. That's cool. Good for them.
It's great for them. I'm happy for them.
And tomorrow night on television is DIY and Motor City Machine Guns for a shot at the WWE tag team titles.
Which I kind of hope they win.
I think they will. Should be a good match, though.
Should be a great match. Should be fantastic.
Yep.
So tune in for that, everybody. WWE President Nick Khan announced that Next Level Sports Conference that's held at the USC in California. The WWE Netflix will be teaming up to produce a behind-the-scenes docuseries, which will be filmed similar to the popular Formula One Drive to Survive show, also on Netflix.
That's cool. So they're going to be doing more content for Netflix. So that's where everything's going. Everything's moving there slowly but surely. But yeah, that'll be cool. We'll be probably filming a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff leading up to the beginning of WWE Raw on Netflix. So,
which is cool. They obviously saw success with the Vince McMahon series, and so they're like, well, let's get more content.
Yeah, I think it was always the plan to sort of just produce content, because how Netflix and the streaming works is, like, you need recommended videos of similar content, so having a series will drive people to Raw, and back, and so on and so forth. So that's engagement is good.
It's like somebody's thinking of marketing.
I know, it's amazing how that happens.
Shocker. I don't think anybody was surprised by this next one beyond the timing of it, which is that Samantha Irvin has officially left WWE as of Monday. Or it was announced Monday. I think she's actually left over the weekend. But she officially departed WWE on Monday. They gave her a nice little send-off. And according to her partner, Mr. Rick O'Shea, She's not AEW bound. She wants to focus on her music. She put out a very nice statement and focus on her family life. So best of luck to her.
Yeah, so she was apparently negotiating with WWE to sort of figure out a way to do music and still do WWE stuff, and they just couldn't make it work in terms of scheduling and all the things. So she's going to, you know, head out and focus on her career. She became a star in the last 2 years for WWE. It's sad that she's gone. The internet had a mad that she left, that Ricochet took her away from WWE, apparently. So he's the bad guy now. He didn't. This was all her. This was months in the making. It's apparently been like a year she's been thinking about it. And with Ricochet leaving and to go to AEW, schedules sort of don't align where they used to, where they were on the road together. Now they're not. So you got to make things work. And when you want to focus on another career, you got to think family first and think career and figure it all out. They left on no bad terms. If she wants to come back at any point, she can come back. AEW does not need her. She's not going to AEW. Like, that's... But I can't wait for the headline, Samantha Irvin backstage at AEW Dynamite.
Her partner works there.
Yeah, so, like, it's going to be a thing, but it really isn't a thing. So, nothing to worry about. But in her replace, for now, will be Lillian Garcia.
Which is cool. It was nice to see Lillian back.
Yeah. Is she the long term? Probably not, because who knows how much she wants to be on the road to do it long term. But I think until they figure something out next year, she'll be the main voice of Monday Night Raw. I would assume she goes to, this is just a guess, to WrestleMania, and then kind of decides whether she wants to keep going or not.
Probably, yeah. She gets them through until they can find somebody else, or they can get somebody else sort of like in that spot, because they train ring announcers down in NXT. It's just a question of who they want to bring up, or who they need to bring up in order to replace Samantha Irvin. So yeah. Time will tell who replaces her, because I'm sure they have a candidate. But Lillian is a really good replacement. I'd be perfectly happy if she stayed.
Yeah, and she probably will. It's all up to her, really, if she wants to stay or if she wants to go. It's how much she wants to travel. That's kind of the deal.
Yeah, that is kind of the deal. But I mean, realistically speaking, you could have somebody doing the road, because they're not doing a lot of road shows anymore. So
no, it's more still traveling every week. That's kind of like, do you want to be on the road every single week? That's
Well, didn't she leave because her mother was sick? Wasn't that what was going on?
I think so.
And she left to be with her mother, and I think that situation has now resolved.
Yeah, but it's still a lot.
It's still a lot, but we'll see we'll see what happens there. But best of luck to Samantha, and welcome back, Lillian. You were missed.
Yes.
I don't think I want to know what's going on with this beyond they're just locking him in for the sake of locking him in. Sting has signed a multi-year deal with AEW. It is a non-wrestling contract. I feel like we should put that out there.
It is effectively a licensing deal, a legend contract, as it were.
Oh, so it's money grab.
Yeah, so they can sell his t-shirts, his mask, and all the things, and use him sporadically as Darby Allin's dad on television whenever they want to in a non-wrestling role. Meaning...
Good for him.
Meaning Tony didn't want him to... Tony still likes him and wants to pay him money.
Hey, you know what? Secure the bag. If Tony's willing to pay for it, secure the bag, man. That's all I gotta say. I got nothing but respect for that. Mm-hmm. So good for him. And in another blast from the past, this time for TNA, Christy Hemme is back with the company, and this time she's joined as the head of marketing.
That's a good spot for her.
That's a great spot for her.
Like, she was involved in that type of era before she left the company originally. That's a good spot for her.
I forget why she left.
She had like a bunch of kids.
Did she?
Yeah. Yeah. She had a bunch of kids a few years ago. I think she had triplets or something, I think.
Twins or triplets, maybe?
She has 5 children.
Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Good Lord. Christy. Yeah. Honey, why? Why?
Wait.
She didn't have them all at once, did she?
I don't think so.
I hope she didn't do that to herself. That would be no offense to anybody who's done that, but that seems like a terrifying experience. But yeah, congratulations to her.
Yeah.
as she becomes the head of marketing for TNA, and they could use it. They need it as they continue their growth. So it seems like they're rebuilding a little bit.
Yeah.
So we'll see where it goes. But with that, I think we're going to take our break for the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be getting all spooky with the scariest Fortnite skins, a tier list. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Now at 10 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson!
Did you know you can use support a creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
WWE Superstar Natalya, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in the chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. Thank you, New Jersey Breeze Babes, for the 34 months.
Because it was a cheetah.
Good one. So we are here to do our creepy, kooky, spooky stuff because we are going to be busy on Halloween night talking about a PLE. So we are going to be ranking the scariest Fortnite skins.
Yes.
Ooh, we have four categories. We have kooky, spooky, creepy, and gross. You can tell us how we did at the end. Let us know what you think of the skins.
All right, so where do you want to start?
Let's start. Mine are not in order, or mine are in alphabetical order. So I'm just going to start in the middle. Let's start with Lumi Jelly.
Lumi Jelly. Okay. It's a weird skin. Where would you put it?
We should have had a weird category too.
I mean, like, we should have.
Odd. Honestly, I guess it's a little like, I don't know. It's kind of either kooky or spooky.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not scary.
It's not scary, but it's honestly, I say creepy.
Okay.
I can give you that one. I think it belongs in creepy.
Okay.
All right. What's next?
I got a creepy one. Teef. Okay.
Teef.
Teef.
Which one was Teef?
The one with the pink head and there's the striped body.
I see it now. Is that creepy or gross?
I hate that skin. I think it's gross because it's just a mouth.
Yeah, that one's gross.
Yeah, that's just like, it's just gross. You know, it just really is.
Yeah, I put that one in gross for sure. All right, what's next?
Let's do the Batman Who Laughs.
It's not gross. It's not creepy. I guess spooky.
I would say it's spooky or creepy. I think it's a little creepy.
You want to go creepy with it?
Let's do spooky.
Okay, we'll do spooky. That's fine. Yeah, it's right on that border.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's kind of kooky. It's kind of spooky. It's all the things. It's all of the above.
Yes.
What about Undying Sorrow?
Undying Sorrow.
I think she's creepy.
Yeah, that one's creepy. That one's creepy for sure.
The picture doesn't even do it justice because you can't see that her middle is like just a spine.
Yeah, it's very creepy. We'll go with that. All right, next.
Willow.
I think that one's spooky.
Yeah, it's a little spooky. I can give you that one.
It's not creepy. It's not gross. It would fit spooky. All right, next.
Bone Boss.
That one's gross.
That one's gross? You think that one's gross?
The tongue.
Okay, I can give you that. I was going to say it was kooky, but no, I can give you gross.
No, it's gross. That one's gross. No. Ugh, no. Saw the tongue and went, no. That one's gross. All right, what's next? All right,
let's talk about the OG. Skull Tupa. You got Skull Tupa?
Oh my god, you got Skull Tupa? Do you have Renegade Waiter, my favorite streamer? Courage JD has a Skull Tupa and wears Renegade Waiter all the time.
We can't do a Fortnite tier list without Skull Trooper.
Skull Tupa.
Honestly, I would put like Skull Trooper and Skull Ranger. Those are kind of kooky to me because they're not like creepy. They're not spooky. No, yeah. They're not ghosts.
They're top tier in terms of this list. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're
kooky.
They're fine.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Scourge and Plague. Yeah.
You and Brent like these skins.
I was gonna say, I ran Scourge for a long time.
You're in Brent's mains or for a while.
And then they introduced Daddy Midas and it was all over. I think to me these are either like they're kind of spooky because they're plague doctors. It's the plague doctor look. So to me they're kind of like spooky. I don't feel like they're necessarily creepy.
No, and they're not kooky. So I'll put them in spooky. All right, that works.
Mincemeat.
Gross.
Yeah, put him in gross.
The flies and everything. Yeah, no.
But he's like a in between a creepy and a gross because he's also really super creepy.
No, he's gross. It's 100% gross. There's no second thought about it.
100%. No second thoughts?
Nope.
Okay. Baby Yaga.
Baba Yaga. I want to say for Baba Yaga.
I call her Baby Yaga, sorry. Baba Yaga. My apologies.
Creepy.
Yeah, she's a little creepy. I can give you that.
I put her top of creepy. Okay, next.
Everybody's favorite sweat skin, Chrome Punk.
Gross.
But it grows from the standpoint that it's everybody's favorite sweat skin.
Because it was free.
Because it was just like the Christmas tree, because it was free.
Because it's for free and they run it. Yes. But it's gross.
Okay, how about the Demogorgon?
Demogorgon. What would you say about that one?
I don't know. I think it's kind of creepy. Like, I can't make it gross, because it's not necessarily gross.
Mm-hmm.
At least in game. Like, in the show, because it's a crossover skin from Stranger Things, yeah, it's kind of gross in the show. But in Fortnite, I don't think it's necessarily gross.
So it's creepy.
To me, it's creepy, yeah.
Okay, next.
Up next, we have Deadball.
The zombie soccer skins. They're not kooky. They're not gross.
Spooky?
I put them bottom of spooky. Or close to bottom of spooky. Yeah, that's kind of where they fit. That works.
All right, let's talk about Kane.
It's gotta be Kane. Gross.
Yeah, it's weird. We really need a weird category. Because it's just a weird skin.
Oh, that's why it fits in the gross. It's kind of the weird section.
Let's see. Red Claw. Not to be confused with Red Bull. That gives you wings. Ding.
This one's Red Claw. Oh,
Personally, I think it's kind of kooky because it's not really any of the others.
I can't put that there. I can put it...
Mm.
It's not spooky. I don't know if it's even kooky. It's... I don't know. What you say kooky?
I say kooky, yeah.
I guess. Because I have no place to... But it's not, that doesn't even fit weird. It's strange, I guess. Yeah, we'll go with it.
We'll go with it?
Yeah, we'll go with it.
Okay, what about Hemlock?
I say that's kooky.
Okay.
It's a little creepy, but it's also... Because it has it's a skin that flips.
Yeah.
I would put that kooky. It has a nice weirdness. That has a good weirdness to it.
Yeah. It's actually a really good skin.
All right, what's next?
Big Mouth. This is gross to me.
That's 100% gross.
It's the mouths with the tongues. We're not into the oral.
It's a terrible skin. All right, next.
Jigsaw Billy.
That's either creepy or spooky.
Honestly, the fact that we're like dying to freaking Jigsaw, I find that creepy.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I can't get behind that. I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, I'm just not down with that.
All right, what's next?
I'm organizing my list as we go. So we did those two. Mephisto. I mean, he's the devil, so, you know, he could be spooky.
There we go, spooky. You can sell your soul to him. All right, that works for me.
Peelibone.
That's kooky. It's also creepy.
And gross.
And gross.
It's a multitude of things.
Where would you put it?
Honestly, to me, I would put it in the kooky.
Okay, that works.
Because it's just ridiculous enough.
Yeah.
That it kind of cancels the other stuff out.
And you could play music on his bones.
Like, they did a good job on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Sinister Glare. This is weird. This is just weird.
Which one are we talking about?
Sinister Glare, the hand.
The hand one. No, that's gross.
That's gross?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's 100% gross. You don't need a hand.
There's a couple of them, and it's like, were y'all like just supremely high when you did this? Is that how this went?
Yes. All right, what's next?
Phantom Gruff. Or excuse me, Phantom Guff. This is actually kind of cute in a very creepy sort of way.
Uh-huh. So where would you put it?
I kind of want to make it kooky.
Okay.
Because it's not scary.
It's Fortnite.
He's just a little guy, and, you know, he's looking for loves.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that goes. Dragon Steel Hybrid.
Yeah.
It's not scary.
No, it's spooky.
Yeah, I can give you spooky.
It's the bottom of spooky.
Yeah. It has an aura to it.
All right, next.
Mystica.
That's like creepy.
Yeah, I can give you creepy on that one. It's a weird skin.
Yeah. All right, next.
Everybody's favorite symbiote, Carnage.
I think all of us hate. I want to say gross.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
And follow Carnage with Venom.
And just put it next to each other. Yep.
Yeah. But we hate these skins for a different reason.
They're not the best.
Flashbacks to the symbiotes.
Yep.
God, I hope they don't ever bring those back. Or if they do, they like nerf the fuck out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Ghoul Trooper.
Ghoul Trooper?
Ghoul Trooper.
I say that goes in the kooky category.
I can put it there. I'm fine with that. You want to put Brainiac next to it?
Yeah, that works. That works for me.
Now I got one for creepy.
Uh-huh.
Curdle Scream Leader.
Yeah.
I just don't like that skin. I just think it's creepy as shit.
Yeah, I can go with that.
But what about Spooky Team Leader? Spooky Team Leader Spooky?
Yeah, so I would say it fits.
Put the spooky in the spooky?
Yeah.
All right. Headlock.
Creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, I can get down with creepy. Because it's weird.
Yeah.
Bonejamin. This is kooky to me.
Okay.
Like, it's so unserious, you know?
Mm-hmm. That works.
Since they're a duo, let's do them together. Straw Ops and Heyman. These are actually creepy to me.
Yeah.
Like, they're designed to be nice, but they're just, like, a little off-putting, and they're just a little creepy, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, whoever did them did a really good job on that, like, that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
What about Peekaboo?
Creepy clown going creepy clown goes in gross.
Okay, fair. Say that 5 times fast though.
Nah.
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 Not gonna.
Nope.
All right, the Chaos Agent.
I think that's spooky.
I can give you spooky on him
because it kind of fits what we've been calling spooky.
Yeah, I think because he's not creepy. He's not gross. He's not kooky. He's kind of spooky.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll go with that.
That works. The Herald.
I'm torn between creepy and gross.
I'm kind of on gross because of, like, how many times we had to kill her.
Okay.
And the fact that she just would not die.
That works.
Exactly. Like, it's a well-designed skin, but it was a frustrating skin.
Mm-hmm.
Hollowhead.
I
mean, I guess we could go with spooky.
Yeah, it fits that theme.
What about Eternal Wanderer?
I think that fits creepy.
Yeah.
In the vein of the skins we're going with, yeah.
Yeah. I think creepy works. What about everybody's favorite Pumpkin King, Jack Skellington?
I say that's kooky.
Yeah. No, that's definitely kooky.
I mean, it's
Jack Skellington.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm sure he's very scary in real life. But for this purpose, he's kooky. The Cause Skeleton.
Creepy.
Yeah. I also hate it for the amount of times that we've died to it, so, yeah.
Okay.
Raptor. Halloween variant.
Spooky?
Yeah, I can give you spooky.
Okay, next.
Raven.
I think that fits in spooky for what we're doing.
Yeah, I can give you spooky.
And then the final one that you wanted to save for last.
And the best for the end, Brent's favorite skin that we had to include on the list, the Devourer.
Goes where?
In the trash can. No. Honestly, I hate this skin. I think it goes in gross.
It goes in gross, yeah.
Like, just looking at it, it's going to give me nightmares.
Yeah. It's 100% where that one goes. So that's our Halloween tier list for Fortnite scariest outfits. We'll tweet out the picture. You can give us your thoughts. Tweet them at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show. And yeah, that's kind of our Halloween-themed adventure.
Quick, easy, to the point. Ding!
Exactly. Which means we're done for the night.
We are done, so you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Which means Saturday, there's no GM battles tomorrow because Brent's working.
Shocker. And we think he's still sick.
Shocker, I know. But we will be live Saturday for CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern for the roast of the Godfather Extreme Take 2. Sunday, it's WTR with Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio as they will preview Crown Jewel. We'll be back Monday for the World Post Show live at 10 p.m. Eastern. Then we'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Wait, no, it's not Crown Jewel preview. We're a week ahead of it. Are we? No. Are we?
No, if we're doing it on Thursday, they're doing it on Sunday.
Yeah, they're doing it on Sunday, which means we're back next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview Crown Jewel. It's at Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcast, just search the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Sports Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Curry Code Rock and Talk or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy all your Disney villains and your Halloween skins, including Leatherface and She Venom and all of the things that are brand new in Fortnite Battle Royale, the ultimate Battle Royale experience, because we are
hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211, to check out his content. Like, subscribe, tell him we said hi because he's an amazing, awesome person. And we love him here. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.